Good morning. As we get ready to play the Detroit Lions in our opener, we're excited. This is our Wednesday, as you well know, our first day of the week when we're on the field. The Detroit Lions had a good preseason. They were 3-1. They played three very good close games, which is good, again, indicating the depth is there. They have new coach Jim Caldwell at the helm in Detroit, so with new coaches, new coordinators, and so we have spent a lot of time trying to study and predict, and but here we go. So we're excited about it. What can I do for you?
With the new coordinators and new coaches, do you look back at their
yes?
How important is
yes? That? You look at everything. You start that in the spring.
Is there a point where you don't want to go too far back though? I mean, because coaches kind of do change.
Well, we looked up their birth dates, and so. Well, it's very good, very, very good. I think the number one thing they accomplished, and I'm sure it's one of their goals in preseason, they were minus 12 last year and they were plus 4 in the preseason. So I think that's something that they probably set out as a goal and did a good job of managing. But they still had their big plays throughout the preseason, and we looked at that, and, you know, Bush had the long 86-yard run, and Calvin didn't play that much, just one game. He was coming off some surgery, so we didn't see a whole lot of him in preseason. But remember, we studied very thoroughly personnel last year for our December 22nd game.
How big a challenge is it? I mean, you have three new guys on the offensive line, and they're going to be facing a guy like Ndamukong Suh, who's a pretty established player in his league. How big a challenge is that for them? What have you seen from Suh?
Well, obviously, it's a big challenge. They're an outstanding defensive team and an outstanding front with exceptional players. So, that having been said, we're well aware of that. We're preparing ourselves as best we can, and I'm sure that our players will get ready and it'll be highly competitive.
Are you going to use some noise this week?
I mean, yes.
Yes. That's another challenge, obviously, for young offensive linemen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is, and hopefully we can do well with that. We will have right away an issue indoors with the excitement of the first game and Monday night and all of that stuff to deal with. But hopefully our guys will settle in.
Tom, a lot has been made obviously with the new offensive coordinator and the new system and whatnot. Is it fair to say that maybe the defense, even though you've gone through an entire training camp, might be a little ahead of the offense just because the offense is still trying to get tuned in with everything and perhaps the defense?
I'm not going to go in that direction right now. You know, we've had five games. We've had plenty of snaps on both sides of the ball. We've had some very, very close games to have to find a way to play well in. And so all that stacked up. The idea of defense when you first report is usually ahead and may very well be. But we have to find a way on all three phases, not just offense and defense, but special teams. They have, with Ross, they have a very, very good return game. With Golden Tate, they've added to that. So we've got our work cut out for you in that regard as well.
Deason's still on track for you. He come through Monday, okay?
I think so.
The plan remains the same for him in terms of practice snaps the next couple days?
Yep.
What about Brandon Mosley?
He's going to practice. We'll see how... You know, how he is after he warms up as to how much, but he's going to.
Where does Adam Snyder fit in, especially this week?
He'll be a good, solid veteran offensive lineman that's played in a lot of big games, has versatility. We'll have to work some of those things out as to where. He'll probably have to play more than one position, to be honest with you.
Is it realistic for him to play this week, though?
Sure, why not? He's a veteran.
Well, he's got to learn all the plays.
Learn the plays. Yes.
Tom, you're curious to see how the offense responds in a situation where now they can kind of, you know, if they stumble a little bit, they've got the entire game to get it right. And do you have to let them be mindful of the fact that, you know, this is now a longer process, much longer process than you had the preseason where it's very, very limited?
Yes. I mean, they're very aware of that. And you'll see a little bit of that today when they all find out that, when they're looking around for somebody to take their spot, They got all the snaps in practice too, pretty much. So it's a nice opening, a nice way to get started. But they understand that part of it. We have enough veteran people around to help share that. Yeah, I think we are. I am confident of that. I don't know what you mean by clean. I hope we don't turn it over, if that's what you mean. But that's always there. I don't care what offense you're in. That's paramount to success at this level.
Tom, you'll be one of the last games of the weekend. Are you going to peek at all and see how the officiating is going, if it continues at the?
I'm sure I'll be informed. I'll know what's going on. I mean, I have. Mr. Hanlon will inform me about that, as he does many other things.
What do you expect?
Sometimes accurate, sometimes not.
Tom, a lot was made of that they were maybe calling more in preseason to get people acclimated. Do you expect that to continue in the regular season, or do you think it might level out a little bit? Most particularly with the DB.
Well, first of all, one at a time. You expect that whatever the emphasis is, whatever the new rules are, they will be implemented in preseason. And you can anticipate, and that holds true pretty much every year. How it goes beyond that is going to be an interesting thing to see. For example, nothing's happened with pass interference. I mean, except to say that you grab the jersey, it's automatic. It doesn't make any difference. You're going to get called. So that one is an issue. And then obviously the illegal contact. That's what we want to try to figure out right away is. What's going to be allowed, what isn't going to be allowed. Incidental, in the beginning of the fall here, it's been incidental, it's been called. Will it be? Will it continue to be? I think that'll all settle down.
A lot of teams, some teams, I should say, have done things with their DBs, like tennis balls in the hands and things like that, so they're not grabbing as much. Were there any particular measures you took during camp?
No, we had one penalty from a linebacker grabbing a shirt, but that was all.
Tom, regardless of how the offense has gone this summer, all that Eli Manning is motivated by trying to prove himself a little bit after what happened last year, obviously wasn't.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about that. I don't think there's any question about that. You know, to come back and have a good, solid year is his goal and all of our goals.
I assume, obviously, he doesn't necessarily need to prove himself to you, correct? I
mean, no.
Still the same face.
No, and he doesn't have to verbalize it to me either. I just look at his face.
How do you evaluate Ben McAdoo, first-time play caller, and how that went, how that process worked this preseason?
Well, we're a work in progress, no doubt about it, but we've done some good things and we've done some bad things. And Ben is a solid, solid football coach that knows what he's talking about, has an excellent system, applies himself every day, very smart. We're doing okay there.
Just the nuts and bolts of it, though, to have guys ready to have the play calls in, just from the efficiency point of view, how was that?
Excellent. He's been very, very good at that.
What do you see in Eli's face when you? I mean, what are those things?
He's focused. He's focused. It's serious business for him.
This was the first week he got to put together a real game plan. How did that process work with Ben? And I think obviously you're not going to tell us the game plan, but how did the process work?
Good. Process is basically the same process that we followed for years. Everyone plugs himself into the schedule, to the way that. The New York Giants prepare when and where and how and so on and so forth.
Did you put yourself more into that than in
the past? No more than normal.
He obviously has a much bigger play sheet to call from on Monday night than you probably were using during the preseason. What kind of advice can you offer him on how to handle a full game and calling the plays, and how much are you going to be involved in that and be able to help him out in that regard?
Well, if he needs any help, I'm there. I've been a play caller. To be honest with you, I never liked anybody interrupting me. Between series is the best time to visit and to talk about that. But as far as the menu, I guess that's what you're saying. You haven't been observing what he carries around on the sideline. It looks like he needs help carrying it around. I mean, if it was me, I'd have a sheet of paper in my back pocket, but this guy's, any circumstance or situation that we have discussed or practiced or whatever, he's prepared.
For the most part, you intend to be hands-off during the actual.
There's no, I don't.
Because, like you said, you
Yeah, yeah. Well, if I need to say something, I will. You know, let's put it that way.
Tom, if you had to put a number on percentage of what you've actually shown in preseason in the limited time that the ones have been out there, versus, I don't. How minuscule is it? Is my kind of my.
We take a full menu in. What we end up doing in the game usually is nowhere near what we carry in. So.
I just want to be clear what you're saying. Is the menu larger and more extensive? When you talk about what he's carrying around, what do you mean?
I'm just kidding about what he has, what we prepare and what he has as he carries a game plan card that's a big card. You know, our cards in the past have been a little bit more smaller than that, workable. Whether or not they're the exact same number of plays is close, but he likes a big, handy card, and that's what he's used to because that's what Coach McCarthy used in Green Bay. So if he's comfortable with that, then so be it.